KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, in high school sports last night, the track and field state qualifying meets, most of them were held here around the area last night in Class 3A at Glenwood last night. On the boys' side, it was Glenwood winning the team title with 163 points. Bishop Heland Catholic, the runner-up, with a 136 total. Harlan placed third with 134. The girls' champ was Bishop Heland Catholic with 144.5 points. Harlan with 136 and Glenwood with 132 were second and third in that meet last night. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic was an automatic qualifier as she won the girls' 3,000-meter title. She'll qualify for the state meet with her performance last night. Taking a look at some of the other performances last night, Keisha Caudill of Glenwood was the winner in the 100-meter dash. The 200 meters went to Emily Kane of Bishop Heland Catholic. Michaela Evers of Harlan was the champ in the 400 meters. The 800-meter title went to Jess Feldman of Harlan. Bishop Heland Catholic's Lindsay Joyce won the 1,500-meter run. Also, in that meet last night, other winners on the girls' side include Carroll's Katie Trecker in the 100-meter hurdles. Also, the 4x1 shuttle hurdle title went to the team from Harlan. Glenwood took the 4x1 title. The 4x2 was Glenwood's championship as well. Also, in the 4x4, Harlan won the title. The 4x800-meter relay went to Bishop Heland Catholic. Glenwood won the sprint medley relay title. In the field events, Liz Reeson of Harlan won the high jump. Carroll's Allie Miners took the long jump title. Carroll's Lauren Janning was the winner in the discus, while Miles Ludwig of Sergeant Bluff Luton was the champ in the shot put event last night. Also, the girls' distance medley title went to Bishop Heland Catholic in that meet. Now, on the boys' side last night, the 100-meter dash champ was Zach Skibinski of Bishop Heland Catholic. Also, Joey Foss of Harlan won the 200. The 400 went to Derek Jones of Glenwood. The 800-meter title went to Creston's Jay Wolf. Bishop Heland Catholic's Alec DeVries won the 1600, while Brandon Phipps of Creston won the 3200. The 110 hurdle title went to Austin Hess of Harlan. Glenwood's Derek Jones was the winner in the 400-meter hurdles. Jake Auerbach of Atlantic was the runner-up. Also in the 4x100 meters, Bishop Heland Catholic was the winner. Bishop Heland Catholic also the champ in the 4x2. Glenwood took the 4x400-meter title. The 4x8 title went to Bishop Heland Catholic. Glenwood won the boys' distance medley relay as well. Also in the field events, the high jump title went to Mitch Bowden of Glenwood. Creston's Luke Neitzel won the long jump. Denison's Andrew Overton won the discus. And J.J. Hahn of Glenwood, the winner in the shot put. Also, the shuttle hurdle relay title went to Glenwood in last night's meet. Again, that meet held in Glenwood in Class 3A. Also, Class 2A district qualifier held in Greenfield last night saw St. Albert win the team title at 140 points. Mount Air, Shenandoah, Nottoway Valley, Trainer were the top five. On the girls' side, it was Trainer with 164 points, the champs. I-35, Shenandoah, Tri-Center, and Clarinda round out the top five in that meet at Greenfield last night. Taking a look at some of those individual results from the meet in Greenfield last night in Class 2A, on the girls' side, the 100-meter titleist was Caitlin Saxton of Central Decatur. Tri-Center's Carrie Witt won the 200 meters. Witt also was the champ in the 400 meters. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center took the 800-meter title. Alex Larson of Tri-Center, the champ in the 1500. Caitlin Killinger of Trainer was a winner in the 3,000 meters last night. Also in the 400-meter hurdles last night, it was Shaylee Rath from Trainer winning that event. I-35 took the 4x100-meter relay. Also in the 4x200-meter relay, I-35 the winner there. Tri-Center took the 4x400 title and the 4x800-meter title. It was I-35 winning the girls' sprint medley relay. Trainer took the distance medley relay title. The shuttle hurdle title went to Trainer as well. In the field events, Shaylee Rath of Trainer won the high jump. Callie Calfee of Trainer won the long jump, while Sarah Pate of Clark was the shot put champ. Sarah Pate also won the discus event as well. On the boys' side last night at Greenfield, it was Logan Weirs of Clark winning the 100-meter dash. The 200-meter title went to Ryan Weddingell of St. Albert. Doug Hoke of Tri-Center won the 400-meter dash. Also, it was T.J. Bauer of Nottoway Valley, the champ in the 800-meter run. The 1600 went to Noah Larson of Mount Air. The 3200 title to Colton Graham of Nottoway Valley. The 110 hurdles won by Logan Weirs of Clark. St. Albert's Tucker Culgett won the 400-meter hurdles title. In some of the relays, the 4x1 saw Tri-Center come up a winner, and the 4x2, St. Albert, won the title. St. Albert also won the 4x400-meter relay. Mount Air took the 4x800-meter title. In the distance medley, it was Mount Air winning that event. Central Decatur took the boys' shuttle hurdle title. Also in field events, it was Brady Poor of Mount Air winning the high jump. Trainers Dane Livengood winning the long jump. In the shot put, Jared DeVoe of Clarinda was the champ, and in the discus, Trent Aldrich of Clarinda won the title in that event at Greenfield last night. Also moving on to Guthrie Center, where they hosted a 1A meet last night. Woodward Academy won the boys' team title with 128 points. Madrid, Woodward Granger, Adair Casey, Guthrie Center, then Adair Casey, the top five. On the girls' side, it was Prairie Valley winning the title with 151 points. Madrid, Audubon, Woodward Granger, and Exira EHK round out the top five. Individual results on the girls' side in that meet. Audubon's Emma Conkler was the champ in the 100-meter dash. The 200-meter dash also went to Conkler. The 400 went to Jennifer Neville of Exira EHK. Prairie Valley's Erica Ritkers won the 800-meter run. The 1500 title went to Jacqueline Ritkers of Prairie Valley. Also the 3200 or the 3000 title went to Ritkers. The 100-meter hurdles title, Emily Nelson of Audubon, the champ. In the 400-meter hurdles, it was Sydney Danker of Guthrie Center winning that event. The 4x100 champ was Woodward Granger. Also in the relays last night, it was Woodward Granger winning the 4x200-meter title. Prairie Valley took the 4x4. The 4x8 also went to Prairie Valley. Sprint medley title went to Woodward Granger. Woodward Granger also won the girls' distance medley relay. The shuttle hurdle championship team came from Audubon last night. Also in the field events, it was Zoe Schneider of Prairie Valley winning the high jump. The long jump went to Jesse Bell of Madrid. Arweva's Amy Hinners won the shot put. And Brittany Richards of Madrid, the champ in the discus last night. Also at Guthrie Center on the boys' side, the 100-meter champ was Clayton Plowman of Adair Casey. The 200-meter title went to Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey. Woodward Academy's DeAndre Arrington won the 400-meter dash. The 800-meter run won by Trevor Smith of Audubon. Adam Courtney of Guthrie Center took the 1,600 meters, while Cassidy Warson of Madrid won the 3,200-meter title last night. The 110 hurdles, Nolan Mitchell of Southeast Webster, the champ. In the 400 hurdles, it was Trevor McKee of CAM coming out a winner. The 4x100-meter relay went to Adair Casey. Audubon won the 4x200-meter relay title last night. CAM took the 4x400-meter relay title. Woodward Granger won the 4x800 meters. The distance medley relay on the boys' side won by Prairie Valley, while the shuttle hurdle relay was won by Woodward Academy. Also in the field events on the boys' side, Woodward Granger's Lane Koiker was the winner in the high jump. Also in the long jump, it was Dedrick Fisher of Woodward Academy, the champ. Woodward Granger's Andrew McCune won the shot put, and Andrew McCune of Woodward Granger also the champ in the boys' discus event in that meet last night. Again, that was held in Guthrie Center. Also, another meet last night in Class 1A held over at West Harrison High School, and West Harrison won the team title with 122 points. Logan Magnolia, Boyer Valley, AHST, and Underwood, the top five. On the girls' side, it was Woodbine winning the team title with 124 points. Westwood, Logan Magnolia, West Harrison, and Underwood are the rest of the top five in that meet last night over at West Harrison High School. Individual results saw Maddie Nettleton of Westwood win the 100-meter dash, Caitlin Pulcher of Woodbine the 200, AHST. Shayla Bird was the champ in the girls' 400 meters. Erin Shapcott of Underwood won the 800-meter title, while Megan Maskey of Woodbine won both the 1,500 and 3,000-meter titles. The 100-meter hurdles champ was Annika Neldenberg of Whiting. Also, West Harrison's Morgan Shearer won the 400 hurdles. The 4x100-meter relay was won by Riverside last night. Also, the 4x200-meter relay, Riverside won that title. The 4x4 went to Woodbine. The 4x800 relay to Underwood. AHST took the girls' sprint medley relay title, while Woodbine won the distance medley relay last night. Shuttle hurdle crown went to Logan Magnolia's team. In the field events last night, it was Dana Edney of Logan Magnolia winning the high jump, Megan Crawford of Westwood the long jump, Woodbine's Megan Anderson won the shot put, and Beth Gunderson of Underwood was the champ in the discus. On the boys' side last night, it was Kennedy Feller winning the, or actually it was Tyler Birdsall of West Harrison winning the 100-meter dash. Also, Tyler Robinson of AHST took the 200 meters. The 400 went to Matt Petchy of West Monona, while Michael Hannigan of Boyer Valley took the 800-meter run. Wyatt Schultz of Logan Magnolia won the 1,600 meters. Jake Weber of Boyer Valley the 3,200 meters. Underwood's Austin Conzer won the 110 hurdles. Nathan Rudd of Boyer Valley took the 400-meter hurdles. In the relays, Westwood won the 4x100-meter relay. The 4x2 title went to West Harrison. West Harrison also won the 4x4. Boyer Valley took the 4x8 title. Riverside won the distance medley relay. It was Underwood taking the shuttle hurdle relay on the boys' side. Also in the field events, it was Mitch Putnam of Boyer Valley winning the high jump title. Bobby Nettleton of Westwood the long jump. The shot put title went to Rick Williams of Riverside, and Adriel King of West Harrison was the winner in the boys' discus event last night. Again, that was run at West Harrison. Now, just a note, too, that because of some postponements around the state and some of those meets, the girls' and boys' associations won't have the complete list of state qualifiers until the rest of those meets are completed. Those are scheduled to be completed tonight, so sometime tomorrow they'll have the full list of state track and field qualifiers. Also yesterday, the boys' Class 1A district tennis meet was held at Red Oak, and it was Atlantic winning the team title with 25 points. Red Oak with 17 and Shenandoah with 10 points were second and third in that meet. That means Atlantic advances to the sub-state team competition on May 18th, while Red Oak and Shenandoah advance to the preliminary team sub-state play tonight at 4 o'clock at Red Oak, and the winner of that match will advance to the sub-state play on May 18th. Also in the doubles final, Atlantic has two state qualifiers. Tyler Fisher and Noah Welter of Atlantic teamed up to defeat their teammates, Jake Arneson and Adam Weezer of Atlantic, 7-6 and 6-3 in the final, but both of those teams will qualify for the state tournament. Also in the singles final, it was Pete Walker of Red Oak beating his teammate Jordan Nelson, 6-love and 6-1, and both of them will advance to the state tournament as well, which will be May 24th and 25th at Burns Park in Waterloo. Also last night in high school girls golf, it was Atlantic winning a triangular with a 197 total, Harlan 215, Glenwood 279, Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was medalist with a 44, and Bailey Walter of Atlantic with a 45 was runner-up. Shenandoah also beat Southwest Iowa 221 to 281 in girls golf, with Kristen Fichter of Shenandoah shooting 49 for the low round. In girls soccer last night, Denison defeating Atlantic 3-2, Rianne Kappel and Nicole Byer each scored for Atlantic in that match. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the National Hockey League playoffs last night saw backup goalie Thomas Vokoun come up big in the nets, and the Pittsburgh Penguins are on the verge of moving into the second round of the NHL playoffs as Vokoun, playing in place of the slumping Marc-Andre Fleury, stopped 31 shots in his first playoff start in 6 years as the Penguins blanked the New York Islanders 4-0, taking a 3-2 lead in that first round series. Game 6 is Saturday night on Long Island. Also, the Chicago Blackhawks eliminated Minnesota in 5 games with a 5-1 win at the United Center last night. Marian Hossa scored twice to back a strong effort by goalie goalie Corey Crawford, who's made 21 saves. Ottawa eliminated Montreal in five games with a 6-1 triumph over the Habs, and their backup goaltender Peter Budaj last night was forced into action when Carey Price suffered a lower body injury Tuesday night as Ottawa moves on in the postseason. In basketball, Luol Deng returned to the Chicago Bulls practice but appeared to be in no shape to rejoin the team for its playoff series with Miami. The all-star forward had to be hospitalized after suffering from bad headaches and weakness during the first-round series with Brooklyn. He looked drawn at practice and didn't appear to be able to do much more than take a few jump shots. Deng has lost 15 pounds. The Bulls are home for Game 3 tonight, tied with Miami at a game each. Also tonight, Golden State goes back home, tied up a game apiece when they play top-seeded San Antonio in Game 3 of that Western Conference semifinal. In baseball yesterday, Alex Gordon and Eric Hosmer homered in a four-run fourth inning. Jeremy Guthrie pitched effectively against his former team, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles by a final of 6-2. Elsewhere in the AL, Cleveland beat Oakland 9-2. Minnesota got by Boston 5-3. Tampa Bay over Toronto in 10 innings 5-4. The LA Angels beat Houston 6-5. In the National League, the Mets over Pittsburgh 3-2. Arizona beat Philadelphia 2-1. Atlanta doubled up San Francisco 6-3. In interleague play, the Yankees beat Colorado 3-1, and Washington beat Detroit 5-4. In Pacific Coast League play, it was Colorado Springs over Iowa 5-1. Reno beat Omaha 4-2 in the opener of a doubleheader. Omaha came back big in the nightcap 13-1. The Minnesota Vikings and the University of Minnesota have announced an agreement that will allow the NFL team to play all of their home games at the Golden Gopher Stadium in 2014 and 2015. That contract calls for the Vikings to pay the university $250,000 for every game and an additional $50,000 in concession and advertising revenue. That could add up to as much as $3 million per season above all expenses. The Vikings will use the university's facility while they wait for their new stadium to be built on the site of the current Metrodome. In golf, Roberto Castro tied the course record with a bogey-free 9-under-63 to grab the opening round lead at the Players' Championship. His round featured seven birdies and an eagle on the par-5 second hole. Rory McIlroy and Zach Johnson are currently the closest in the clubhouse after shooting 66 in the first round. And in racing news, Hollywood Park will close by year's end, and the 75-year-old racetrack property in Inglewood will be developed by its owner. Track president Jack Labau says the land in the Los Angeles suburb now is worth more, and racing will end when the autumn meet concludes on December 22nd. That track opened in 1938 under the direction of movie moguls Jack and Harry Warner. Among the star horses that ran at Hollywood Park were Seabiscuit and Triple Crown winners Citation, Seattle Slough, and Affirmed. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022 on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.